The gospel lesson. Tonight it's taken from Luke, in the second chapter, and I'll be reading verses 15 to 18. And this is the good news about Jesus. As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. And so they left, running. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. And all who heard the shepherds were impressed. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that you've given us a message. And may we consider that good news message tonight in a fresh way. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, not since 2006 has a Sunday fallen on Christmas Eve. Do I have my fact checker here? Dave, you can check that out later, just to make sure that's right. Yeah, imagine that. So that's like 11 years. That explains some of the confusion that many churches have had. So like, what do? Sometimes people come to worship. They come to worship when they can. They make time in their schedule. They like to celebrate. They like to go, special occasions, families visiting. And so what counts as Christmas Eve? Does Sunday morning count as a Christmas Eve worship? Or maybe it's just Christmas Eve evening. Do I have to go to both? Do I have to go to any? You know, I am so glad you all chose wisely. And I would have said the same thing to our crowd in the morning. Because anytime the community at large gathers together is an important thing. Now, we in the faith community, we call this, you know, a worship center. This is the red brick church. This is a place that has been gathering people from this community for three centuries. I'm a new guy compared to all that. Little Emily is a super new gal compared to that kind of time frame. But when you think about the intervals of faith, go way back not 300 years, but you go back thousands of years when Jesus hadn't yet been born. And God had sort of a dilemma. How am I going to get those slow human beings to understand once and for all that I love them? And I want them to have an amazing life. And they just keep messing it up. What am I going to do? Well, it's sort of like it's Greek to me. You know, God might have said, you know, I sent the prophets and some good ones too. I sent some choice men and women who ruled kingdoms, who proclaimed what I shared with them, who put my words into the words of the people. Even the great nation of Israel was hauled off into captivity, and they lived as sojourners in a foreign land. That was when they went to Babylon. And there, God did not forget them. So we have prophets like Nehemiah, who woke up one day in captivity, away from his nation that he was born in. And he wakes up one day and says, "What are we doing here? Has God forgotten us?" And so he goes to the king and tells his king, King Nebuchadnezzar, he says, "Hey king, I'm not feeling it. I think I really need to go back home because I've heard some stories about the temple. I've heard some stories about the nation of Israel. I've heard some stories about my hometown. And I would like your permission to go and just for a few years and fix it up." And he didn't know what the king was going to say. But what did the king do? Hands him his American Express card. It's just amazing. He goes, "Oh my gosh, I got the king's card. This is really cool." And he said, Nehemiah, go ahead, take some time off. You go ahead and do what you think God has called you to do. And he went. And he was sent back to Jerusalem with a bunch of other folks, and they spent time to rebuild the wall. They spent time reclaiming the land. They spent time making the place safe for men, women, and children. In fact, the Scriptures has a wonderful verse in Zephaniah 9:15, and it says, I pray that the city streets would be so safe that the children could play in them. You know, communities all over the country are looking for safety. Cape May, Lower Township, our area here, you may have come from Philadelphia, you may be visiting family and friends from mid-Jersey all the way down to Wilmington. Wherever you've come from, I'm sure that community safety is like right there near the top of the list. Our family safety, right at the top of the list. God cares about our safety. And God sent prophet after prophet to remind the people, take care of yourselves. Show respect to everybody. And when people have a need, remember to pitch in and help. And remember that I love you. And that I will never, ever leave you. We didn't listen. We couldn't figure it out. Occasionally, we sort of got the drift. And so the walls were rebuilt. Jerusalem came back into power. But you know, some religious folks, not like us, if you call yourself religious, I don't think God much cares for religious as a term. But God does care about people of faith. God does care about people who want to activate their spiritual life and think that life is more than the things you can touch with your hands or see with your eyes or hear with your ear. And so God sent the nation reminders. But before Jesus was born, it's called the 400 silent years. You know, I really don't think God was silent during that time, but I do know that people were pretty deaf. And I think that we were a little hard of hearing. So you can imagine the shock, say, to some shepherds out in a field. Now, they hadn't arrived yet at the manger. So the shepherds depicted, again, told the crowd this morning, we're missing a few. Don't know where they went. We need a little shepherd help, but we got a shepherd here. And imagine the shepherds were out in the fields minding their own business. And they were doing what shepherds do, which was what? Taking care of the sheep. Yeah. And probably whining. You know, they're probably upset. They're probably cold. They're probably wondering when they could take the sheep back into the safety of the city gates. No, we're staying out here tonight. We're not taking them back in. No, they got to be out first thing in the morning. Oh, God, I just wish we could have a good night's sleep. Oh. And so the shepherds were out in the fields. And the sheep were doing what? They were just being sheep. And sheep are pretty stinky. And so the shepherds of the sheep are out in the fields. And what happens, the shepherds, they weren't asking for trouble. They were just watching the sheep. They were minding their own business. They were minding their own sheep. And what happens? God says, no more 400 silent years. I'm tired of waiting for people to understand. They don't listen to the prophets. They don't pay attention to the rules, even when I give them a couple to follow. And you know what? They don't treat each other very nice. And some of the people who call themselves religious are the worst offenders. And in fact, other nations have come in, and sometimes those other nations are good, and sometimes they're not. But, you know, invariably, the widows are ignored, and the kids are mistreated. And nobody just seems to be very happy anymore. Peace is elusive. So God said, I'm going to do something about it. But I'm not going to send any more of those prophets. I'm not going to just sort of yaddle to do something up in the cloud, pay attention to the special cloud formation. If you pay attention, you'll find life everlasting. No, God said, I'm going to do something pretty different. I'm going to come on down there. I'm going to come down there face to face. I'm going to come down because the only way to really get something done is to do what? You do it yourself. Now, God probably didn't listen to my mom for that bit of advice. I have a feeling it's probably the opposite, but that's really good advice. And here's why. Nobody knows us better than God does. Nobody understands you more than God does. And you might think yourself pretty complicated. I know I do. And if you don't believe me, ask my wife. And so we, as people, we try to do the very best we can. We try to get the story straight. We want to have a great life. We want other people to have a great life. We're not running around saying, I want a great life, and I hope you don't. God bless America and nobody else. God bless my church and not theirs. We're the only way. Don't pay attention to them. They don't know anything. We forget that half our life is spent in a mirror, and we're just talking to ourselves. But God had a very, very different story for those shepherds that night. And so the whole angelic fleet of angels just sort of popped in there like, oh my gosh, where'd they come from? And the shepherds, again, minding their own sheep, God announces from the angels and said, hey, I got some news for you. And it says, after the angel choir withdrew, and we just heard, Melissa read the scripture lesson, and we heard that there's going to be a baby that's born. It's going to be born in Bethlehem. And it's a very, very special child, and things are different now. God decided to do it for himself. God decided to come down so that we could get it. God decided, instead of reading about what God does, we can see what God does. Instead of wondering what God looks like, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You believe in God, believe in me. There's nothing else you need. I'll show you how it's done. And remember, no more can we have an excuse, well, I'm only human. That won't work anymore, because guess what? Jesus was human. And he didn't sin. The scripture says that though he knew no sin, he became sin for us. So he was 100% human, like you wish you could be, like I wish I could be, authentic and real and loving. Jesus was 100% person and 100% God, and God came down so that we would not mistake his message. I want to offer you life. I want you to know you're loved. I'm crazy in love with you. And I want to be involved in your life, and I want to just make your life radiant. So the angels come, they tell the shepherds, and what are the shepherds going to do? You know, I like shepherds. I think shepherds are good people. Anybody here a shepherd? Anybody? Well, I go back 100, 200 years, 300. I bet there are some shepherds in town. And if the pastor stood and said, hey, we got any shepherds here tonight? I bet we probably would have had a couple of hands go up. But you can imagine being a shepherd. You know, the shepherd back in Jesus' day, honorable, good work, but they were sort of the lowest on the social strata because they worked with some pretty dumb animals. And not anybody wanted to work with dumb animals. I mean, you had to almost be pretty smart to work with dumb animals, but they had no respect. And the sheep stunk all day long. And all they did was bleat and beep and do all sorts of bad. And there's just nothing to be done with sheep. When you got to take care of the sheep, you take care of the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And even if one little sheep gets away, I'm not going to say, well, good luck. Have a great day. See you sometime. Watch out for the wolf. Oops. No, Jesus says, even if one of you slips away, goes off on your own, it's perfectly fine. Well, it's not the best choice you might make, but it's okay. God says, go ahead and lead your life. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to pretend you're not there anymore. Even when we get off track, God says, don't worry, I see where you are. I've not abandoned you. There's no 400 silent years. You might be a little hard of hearing, but I'm still there. I'm still talking. I'm still showing. I'm still giving you a message of hope. If you would just listen for a couple seconds. And we need practice doing that, because every day can't be a Super Bowl. Well, all of us need practice, and that's what this sanctuary is all about. This is where the community of faith, this is our locker room. This is the place where we get reminded of the plays. This is the place where we hear from the coach. This is the place where we get invigorated and inspired and energized, because this is not a ball field. This is a locker room, and the game is played outside. And those shepherds knew that better than anybody. The shepherds were the first evangelists. They were the first preachers. They were the first people to carry the news. It says the shepherds talked it over. I wonder how that went. Hey, we should go. It said Bethlehem. That's only, you know, about 45 minutes away. We ought to get hiking. What about the sheep? I'm not staying with the sheep. You stay with the sheep. I'm not going to stay with the sheep. You stay with the sheep. We can't bring the sheep. You got to bring the sheep. I'm not going. Well, you better go. I mean, you can just imagine this going on. There could have been 5, 6, 7, a dozen shepherds out there arguing. Well, I'm not going if you go. Well, if you don't go, I'm not going. Well, anyway, the shepherds made their way to Bethlehem. It says they talked it over. Let's go over to Bethlehem as fast as we can, and let's just see if God is really up to his word. Let's see if what God has done coming down here to show us the way, let's just see if that's not true or not. And so they left. And when they left, they found Mary and Joseph. And they found them in a manger. You know, a manger was just a carved out stone thing where the sheep ate. And so the shepherds watching the sheep came to worship the Savior, the shepherd, the good shepherd, who was laid in a sheep's feeding trough. That's all they could afford. That's all they had. And so the shepherds come. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying there. And Luke tells us, seeing was believing. And they told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. And all who heard, the sheep herders, were amazed. You know, we may not be sheep herders tonight, but it's highly possible that you've heard this story before. I mean, it is possible this is the first time you've ever heard this story, and if so, I'd like to know that when you're way out tonight. That's pretty cool. But I bet we've overheard this story a couple times. And as I was remarking with Buddy in the back there as we were getting ready tonight, you know, Christmas comes about the same time every year. So like, how come things still, you know, we're still trying to figure out the plan, and where does that hymn go, and oh my gosh, how do we do that? Because we're so hard of hearing, we're so slow of acting, and all God has a message for us tonight. Those angels have already spoken. Those shepherds, boy, they've been long gone, but you know, that baby in a manger didn't stay a baby. His name is not baby Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's the Messiah, the promised one, and he is available to all of us every single night, every single day. And maybe you'll see an apparition of an angel. I don't know. But I'm telling you tonight, you don't need one. I think we should take the shepherds at their word. I think we should believe it when God finally said, I'm going to come down there and do it myself. And I'm going to show them the way. I'm going to show you the way. And I'm going to say, it's not easy. But if you gather together as a community, if you agree and treat each other with respect, if you honor each other's stories, if you affirm each other's gifts, if you decide that living for others is a little more important than living just for yourself, if you want to make the Christmas story really powerful, then remember that Christmas needs to make a difference when it's not Christmas. And that the shepherds, that's you and me, and we have the privilege of following the good shepherd. We baa, we bleep, we do all sorts. Some of us are a little stinky. But we are sheep, and we are in Jesus' pasture. And he says, by me you will go in and out, and you will find pasture that will last forever. See, that's what makes Christmas time cool. It's not going to end tonight. It doesn't start tomorrow or end at the end of tomorrow. That Christmas can be something for you every single day of the year. Gather for worship. Go out to serve. Listen to the shepherds, because you and I are one of them, and we have a great story to tell. God loves you. Let us pray. Just in a moment of reflection, just pause for a minute. Think of yourself as a shepherd. Think of what you would do hearing the news that they heard, that God has come down to get the job done right, to show us the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, thank you for those shepherds that were looking for the manger. And thank you that they found it, and that we too
can, like them, tell the good news. In Jesus' name, amen.